Now some news from the world of sports. And playing the second of back-to-back contests, it probably was not a great idea for the Boston Bruins to get into a run-and-gun game with the likes of Phil Kessel, Sidney Crosby, and the defending Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins, even if it appeared for a while like the Bruins would actually win that race. Pittsburgh jumped out to a 3-1 lead in the first period, but the Bruins rallied in the second to score four unanswered goals of their own, on tallies by Brad Marchand, Noel Achari, David Pastrnak, and David Backes. And if they had taken that 5-3 lead into the third period, they may just have secured the win. But with just 3 seconds left to play in the second period and Pittsburgh on the power play, the Bruins mismanaged the puck in their own end, trying to pin the puck against the boards and run out the clock instead of clearing the zone. And the Penguins were able to dig it out of the boards, send a pass into the slot to Evgeny Malkin, who one-timed it past Tuukka Rask, and that made it a 5-4 game heading into the third, really changed the complexion of things. The Penguins then tied it at 5 in the third period on a goal by Riley Sheehan, and then in overtime, Malkin scored his second of the game and the game winner, finishing off a 2-on-1 with a feed from Phil Kessel for a 6-5 Penguins win. Penguins have been struggling this season despite their still power-packed roster, and this is the first time they've won back-to-back games since early December. As for the Bruins, they did earn a point for the regulation tie, and they've earned at least 1 point in their last 11 games with an excellent 8-0-3 mark. In any event, both teams get to rest now. They both got their scheduled mandatory 5-day bye week waiting for them, and the Bruins won't play again until Saturday when they take on the Canadiens in Montreal. And there may be some hope for Les Sabatons now that the Canadiens have won back-to-back games, including last night's 5-2 win over the Vancouver Canucks at the Bell Center. Brendan Gallagher snapped a tie in the third period, one of 3 straight Montreal goals to pull away from the Canucks. Carey Price made 34 saves in net for the victory, which comes on the heels of a very impressive overtime win against the first-place Tampa Bay Lightning. The Canadiens may have been looking to be sellers at the trading deadline as it approaches, but if they go on a winning streak of any great length right now, there's still more than half a season left to play, and they could be buyers instead, eyeing a wild-card spot in the jammed-up Eastern Conference. At Madison Square Garden, the New York Rangers became the latest victims of the how-can-this-really-be-an-expansion franchise Las Vegas Golden Knights. William Karlsson scored the game-winner midway through the third period in a 2-1 Vegas win as the Knights maintained their top spot in the Pacific Division, completely flipping the script on what an expansion team is expected to do in its inaugural season. To the ice sheet in college and in women's college hockey, the UVM Catamounts skated to a 1-1 tie against Providence Sunday at Gutterson Fieldhouse. Sana Valkema scored for the Catamounts her 4th goal of the season, and Sydney Scobie made 24 saves in net to preserve the tie. It was UVM's 4th tie of the season against 5 wins and 13 losses. That tie may feel more like a win, a moral victory at least, given that the 8th-ranked Friars are 13-5-5 and they have just 1 loss in Hockey East play. In Northfield, 2 of the best women's hockey squads renewed their rivalry in the opening game of the 2018 East-West Hockey Classic, with Plattsburgh State taking on top-ranked Norwich. The Cardinals scored the first 3 goals of the game, and it looked like it would be a runaway win for the 10-2-0 Plattsburgh State team, but the Cadets battled back with 2 goals, one by Amanda Conway, her team leading 12th of the season, and Samantha Benoit, but the Cadets could not quite get the equalizer and suffered just their first loss of the season, 3-2. Norwich had its 12-game unbeaten streak snapped with that loss, their 11-0-1 start, the best in program history. In men's college hockey, a tight scoreless game between Trinity and Middlebury tipped Trinity's way in the third period when the Bantams scored 3 unanswered goals for a 3-0 win, a loss that drops the Panthers to 3-9 on the season. The NFL playoffs are in full swing, but for the Buffalo Bills and their fans, who waited 18 years to get in, it just took 1 game to be ousted. The Bills just couldn't get any offense going against the Jacksonville Jaguars in a listless 10-3 loss in Florida yesterday. Best chance for Buffalo came in the first half when they had a 1st and goal from the Jacksonville 1-yard line, but inexplicably called a pass play rather than a run. They were flagged for an offensive pass interference, and they were pushed back to the 10. Couldn't get into the end zone from there, and they settled for a field goal, their only points of the contest. In New Orleans, Saints quarterback Drew Brees reminded the Carolina Panthers why he is still one of the most dangerous signal callers in the game. Brees threw for 376 yards and 2 touchdowns in the Saints' 31-26 win, which went down to the wire as New Orleans held off a Panthers comeback attempt. Carolina had the ball at the Saints' 26-yard line with less than a minute to go in the game. A touchdown would have given them the win, But the New Orleans defense made sure they wouldn't be a big easy for Cam Newton, who was forced into an intentional grounding penalty thanks to pressure from Cameron Jordan, and the Panthers could not recover. The Saints hold on. They get the win. They will move on to face the Minnesota Vikings in the divisional round in the NFC playoffs.